Maria Neville joins me in studio. Good morning, Maria.
Morning, Alan. How are you?
And we're going to go back to a topic we discussed before. That's and if anyone wants to come in and air their views or ask a question of you, give Deirdre a shout now on 053-914-5222. Just remind them, what were we talking about last
day? Yeah, we started the last day, but then we got some people wanting to talk about other things, so we went away from it. Yeah. So what we're talking about today is the connection between our physical, emotional, psychological health. You know what I mean? That how we pay attention to maybe to some parts of ourselves, but not others, and how the emotional, psychological person in you is connected to whether you will be well or not well, whether you'll be sick or not sick. Do you know what I mean? And if you look at the word dis-ease, if you break that word down, it's like dis-ease, you know?
Dis-ease,
yeah. And it's not that we're aware even of what our dis-ease is at times, you know, can be going back to all, because we have an emotional brain, that's what I started to say the last day, and that everything that ever happened to us all through our lives is stored in there, in that emotional brain, to say one thing. And the other thing I want to say, that our feelings are physical. I've said this in different ways at different times during the year, that they have physical components. So when we feel sad or upset or worried or, you know, lost, they're physically in our body in the form of chemicals like adrenaline, noradrenaline, cortisol, etc. If we get the feelings out, if we get to express to somebody, I feel upset, I feel scared, I feel afraid, I feel worried, we're kind of letting them out. So the way I look at it, when a man went to war and he went to kill a bull, he got ready and his adrenaline shot up, and then he shot the bull and the adrenaline went down. So in the same way, I do believe in today's world that the people are carrying around with them, feeling bulls inside that never get out.
Feeling bulls.
Yeah, you know, and they never get out. And this turns into emotional stress in your body, which can lead to illness, you know.
Yeah, so in other words, if you are under pressure, and people are under pressure at the moment, yeah, you can actually make yourself physically sick,
yeah,
from being mentally concerned.
Well, if you're feeling, and a lot of people are feeling a lot of things every day, you know, all the different subjects we've covered here, from bereavements to marriage difficulties to separation to access to children or whatever they are, or it could be ordinary everyday things like not having a job or having difficulties in your job. The fact is, we're always feeling something every minute of every hour of every day. Like, put it this way, it's like four wheels of a car. We think, we do, we feel, and we have a body. But very often our cars are driven on the first two wheels, think, do, and we don't pay attention to our feeling department, how we're feeling about things, and it can go into your body then in the form of sickness. You know what I mean?
Think, do. So what tips have you got for listeners then who may be going through a range of emotions, yeah, which indirectly could trigger off?
Yeah.
Or would it be directly trigger off?
An illness, and different things in different people. But I would say to people out there that we're not very good in this country at saying how we feel, especially if it's the vulnerable feelings, like I'm upset, I'm afraid, I'm worried, I'm concerned, you know, because we have this huge stigma or something in this country. We should know, we should be always fine. And just because you're feeling upset or you're feeling worried or you're feeling anxious doesn't mean you're not fine. It's just to mean to acknowledge those feelings. So I would suggest, if in the core relationships in your life, partners, very good friends, to give each other permission to say, I feel. Because if someone comes in and they say, I feel worried, what do people say? Oh, there's no need to be worried. It'll be sorted.
But how often, Maria, have you come across people who are constantly feeling down? In fact, I know of one situation where someone arrived and said, here comes Mick with his cloud.
Yeah.
So in other words, when Mick walks into the room, he brings a cloud with him, or she brings a cloud with her.
I mean, that's, Mick may be depressed, you know what I mean? There's another side of that, you know, where sometimes people can be a pain, they're going on and on about themselves all the time. They may not exactly be saying what they're feeling, but they might be negative or have negative thoughts or negative views or negative, always looking on the negative. But in the general sense, it's extremely important to be able to say, I feel, sometimes afraid, concerned, anxious, worried. And really, I say to people out there, teach your children that their feelings are okay. And I would say to the public, allow yourself feelings. Mm. We're not good with this country, I feel. We're not good at all. And you know, your EQ, your emotional education, I feel in this country, our IQ is really, we're a very educated nation overall, but our emotional education and what we're doing with our emotions, we're very undereducated. How to manage them, how to express them, and how to validate each other's feelings. For example, if I say to you, I'm feeling really worried about something or other, or I'm very sad. I remember years ago my husband was sick and I was crying. And a very good friend of mine who was trying to help me in one way said, oh, for Jesus' sake, Marie, I'll do anything for you, but you've got to stop that crying. Because she felt helpless when I was crying. Do you know what I mean? And I was crying because he was sick. So allow people to have their feelings. You can't fix them. and don't try to fix him. Just let him have it.
But who was right then about the crying? Your friend was right, or
no,
you were right?
I was right, because I mean, she was wrong.
And she's still your friend.
She's still my friend. She's a very good friend. But she was trying. Just the point I'm illustrating with that friend is that when someone gets upset, we try to tell him to stop and we try to fix him. All I'm saying, allow each other to have feelings, and then when the feeling brain gets all the, when it kills a bull a bit, gets the bulls out, it can sit back and say, well, what is really going on here, and maybe how could I address the situation? But if you're in your feeling head all the time, you can't get perspective. So if you allow someone to have the feeling, they sometimes can get perspective on where they're going. In that case, you know, I cried and cried, and then she said, but look at, I'm trying to help you, you know, she was helping me in the hospital to refer him somewhere or whatever, and she said, look, we'll refer him here, and then you can be sensible, do you know what I mean?
And he's all right now.
Yeah, thank God he recovered very well. Last time I was speaking to him, he recovered a few years ago. But I'm just using that as, you know, what I'm trying to illustrate from the example, not so much the instance itself, you know what I mean? And the other thing I'd like to point out as well, if people, I work with the cardiac rehab program in the hospital for the last 10 years. They often refer people to me, you know, they used to kind of provide funding, but like everything else, the funding went. But they still would make a referral to me, sometimes with some of the people they're dealing with who've had, from the rehab program, have had bypasses, heart attacks, so forth. And I'm just using them as an example. Or the other people I did work with was the Southeastern Cancer Trust. They often referred people who were ill. But the thing is, if a person is ill, they have a lot of feelings apart from the illness. And they might be sad, they might be worried, they might be afraid. It goes with the territory. It's normal. But what happens then is they don't want to upset their partners or their friends by telling them those feelings. Oh, I'm grand, I'm coping well, he's dealing with the treatment and all. And I saw that when I was a nurse. I'd have a man sick in the bed and a woman in the corridor. And he'd be saying to me, don't be upsetting her by telling her anything. And she'd be saying the same about him. And even long before I was trained in this, I just knew this wasn't the way to go. So I used to say to him, how did you manage your other problems? We talked about them and we said how we felt, or we, you know what I'm saying? So I'm saying to people out there, if you are sick, it's very important that you have your feelings. Journaling is a good way to put your feelings down as well, if you can't, if you don't have anyone to say them to.
Write them down.
Write them down. Because there's something they say that happens with the right left brain when we talk or when we write, some exchange occurs. So writing the feelings down. And I would say to people as well, if they're sick, they've done a lot of research now, and I, specifically on different illnesses, and they believe if people are getting professional psychological help with their illnesses, or even if they can talk to their family and friends, is great. But sometimes people don't know how to do that and might need to be facilitated. Like I would often see someone, then I'd bring in a partner and encourage them to help them to express their feelings, because we are, of the people we love, we try to protect them.
Yeah,
and sometimes that doesn't help us. Am I making any sense?
The old saying, trouble shared is a trouble halved.
Exactly.
Is that true?
That's exactly true. And I'm just asking that to be a little bit more specific. Not so much the details of the problem, as well as, you can say that, but as well, I really feel, just say someone is facing cancer, is in cancer at the moment, and maybe they're facing chemotherapy and they're terrified. It's okay to say, I feel terrified of this treatment, but I'm hopeful it'll help me. Do you know what I mean? And people say, stay positive, stay positive. But if people are pushing that positive too much, the person doesn't get to say the vulnerable feeling. It's not the negative one, it's the vulnerable. I'm vulnerable, I'm afraid. And then, but this treatment may do me great good. So you get the undergrowth feeling out and the upper one as well.
What about the old saying, get a grip?
Get a grip. Well, it's no good, that get a grip crack. In the sense, what get a grip does is it leaves people dismissed in their feelings. It leaves people isolated and alone. If you can't, the thing that really connects us is when we say how we really are. You know, no matter how difficult that is. And even if it's negative, sometimes it works out that we feel more connected. If we're not saying how we really are in the, not everywhere, but in the really important relationships in our lives, we're people living on parallel lines, but we don't connect. You know, we're going along, jig-jagging along. And I brought it in, I think, one day, the triangle of communication, where you start with reporting and cliches and social niceties, and then you talk about a few ideas. And further up the triangle is your own feelings, you know, and then open and honesty. And really, for to be healthy, we need to be running up and down that triangle with somebody in our lives. Do you know what I mean?
So in summary, to conclude our chat this morning, then, Maria, and we want to look at what we're going to look at next, as well, to let people know the topic that's coming up so they can get their questions into you.
Yeah.
In summary then, about feelings, what is it?
Feelings are facts about you. And the way you feel is valid. I mightn't feel like you feel, but your feeling is valid. If that fact about you, if you can talk to me about that fact and tell me about it, I'll understand you better. And then when you're understood better, you often can kind of come to terms with whatever you're afraid of or vulnerable with and move on. So your feelings are facts about you. And don't let anyone dismiss your feelings. Oh, why are you feeling like that? That's ridiculous. keep your own facts, and then you will be doing yourself two favours. You'll be making your relationships closer, and you'll be keeping you healthier.
And what would you like to talk about the next day you're here with me?
I mean, we've talked about many things, and I think some of the things we talked about, people have said to me about talking about them again. But I would say to the listeners out there as well, are there things you'd like to talk about? Do you know what I mean? Out there. And I know it's over a year now since I've been coming in, and we started off with bereavement, you know.
Yeah.
And I wonder, is that relevant? Because there's a lot of people still may have not heard the last programme. And it just struck me, someone the other day who is bereaved said to me, you know, I heard you did talk about that, but I missed it. Do you know what I mean?
But at that particular time, you were on crutches. So
I was,
we never discussed it actually live.
No, live on air. But because, I mean, there's lots of other things that could go, but it's just maybe that's in my mind, and maybe it's relevant because somebody was just talking to me during the week.
How to cope with bereavement, and
what is it, and how to manage that,
and it ties
into this feeling, this as well, if you look at it, because people are often even not allowed their feelings in bereavement.
We'll put that out, and you'll be back with me in a fortnight's time, and then Maria can come in, and we'll discuss that and answer the listeners' queries. Good to talk to you, Maria.
Thanks, Alan.